Under his business, our discussion of AV issues, which go on and on and on, I understand. And who wants to tackle that? He's the most guilty.
I'll start, and he can chime in if there's something else. So we have had some technical experts trying to look at this building to figure out why the speakers here won't coordinate with the microphones, you know, that we have. So, you know, it's the holidays, so it's hard to get the people to come actually out here. So we've just been getting, you know, try this, try that, order this. So we just ordered new speakers. You know, we get them here, and then we talk back with them, and then it's like, oh, well, you need to find the amplifier in the ceiling, and there isn't anyone really around that put the things in the building when it was built, except for Tom Dungy's, and so he's been really busy. He has his own problems at PIMC and things. To get him to come in, to if he remembers, you know, how this is laid out. So because all the experts want to know answers to these questions to proceed, you know, with recommendations. So we can't get that. So so I wanted to, for this meeting, just to bypass the whole EMS conundrum and just get our own system with the speakers and use our microphones and, you know, not go through there so they wouldn't turn off and everything. But the gentleman that was supposed to come and put them up had something come up, and he couldn't be here. So so we're still, you know, working on this. We and I apologize that, you know, I don't have it fixed, but it's not a simple just do it kind of thing. And we have spent money, we've sent stuff back, and so we have names of four more technical people that some of the town people and the county people and all have given us to try to get in here after the holidays to try to give us some real relief of what to do.
So we have speakers in the ceiling.
Yes.
That are Bluetooth, they have wires on them. They go to an amplifier someplace that's hidden in the ceiling.
Well, that's what the experts think.
Okay.
But they have
I agree with
that. Okay.
So why don't we just take some of those tiles out and trace that wire back to the amplifier ourselves? I mean, that's what I do with my house.
Carl's been working on this too with us. So we have spent many hours trying to, you know, figure this out. But
so Carl's answer to just that question that I posed to him today, matter of fact, is trace the wires, right? That makes sense. Well, unfortunately, the wires go into bundles that then secondarily go into the wall. So unless you're willing to start ripping the gypsum board out, you know, you're just blinded by the whole thing. Unless I can figure out the trace of the wires magnetically or electromagnetically. I don't know. That's up for the IT folks and the engineers to figure out, but it hasn't been easy. And Carl is, and Nathan have you know, really worked hard at solving this problem because it's been a chronic problem for us, but it's
so that's
today
why,
it hasn't happened.
Right, that we're trying to pursue just bypassing the whole thing and just get it set where we can have the system set it up, and then also we have it to have it at our at another location if we need the system
for like meetings. That separate system.
So that's
what we can use for multiple things.
Yeah. They might come to that. It's going to raise the cost substantially, I think. But
yeah, it would. You know, right now we're looking at, you know, maybe a couple of $1,000s if you do a whole, if you have to have the speakers, amplifier, and, you know, other things. But I don't.
Well, I know Tom was involved with all the systems over at Peace Island. as well as here, and, you know, I would start with pinging him.
Yeah, and we have.
And seeing if he can get you to at least second base. If not, I would, you know, follow the lead of Rebecca, and that is punt, let's get the job done, put in a new system. I think just intrinsically the reliability of a new system is just that, a new system.
Right.
And it's fixable. The one we have now is not fixable.
I don't know. Okay.
Any other comments from the board? Dr. Mark? Okay. Next order under unfinished business, the interim chief planning. So we had a group of three, as you folks in the audience know, and as the board signed off on, Chief Ward, myself, and then one paramedic who is a liaison person with their union. There are actually two. There was Noah Waldrum, is a gentleman who was here local. Ryan Nelson was far away out of country, and so Noah stood in, which was terrific. He did a wonderful job. And the process involved re-reviewing the letters of intent, the CVs of the candidates, undergoing a comprehensive interviewing process. Each individual took at least an hour, and then we had debrief and discussion thereafter. We started off with a core of five questions extracted from about 25, and it went very well. That's the good news. The equivocal news is that there was not a consensus. There wasn't a uniformity of opinion. So I think given that, what we should do is to allow the board, which is the ultimate authority in this regard, to re-interview all three candidates at a special meeting, an executive session, and then go from there, open a motion that we could act on thereafter and get the job done. Any board comment on that tentative plan particularly?
It sounds good. Would this be in early January?
Yes.
Okay.
Annalisa?
Yeah, I would like to be included.
Yeah. Very good. And in that process of this, well, Rebecca, say your piece. Yes or no?
Yes.
Warren?
Well, the request is I have several depositions I'm doing in early January and a trial, so it needs to fit my schedule.
And well, of course.
It's caught in the courts. And
well, we can't do it unless all five commissioners are there, and obviously all three candidates are
Also, don't do it on my anniversary.
We won't do that on your anniversary.
Can you give me dates?
I will.
Okay, so it's unanimous, and that's good. We will certainly be sensitive to all parties. Make yourself included, and Kyle, in terms of your schedules as well as the board schedules. But we want to, you know, get the job done as soon as we can, because we want as much overlap between Chief Martin's tenure and the new person standing in. So I also will ask Pam to share the questions that we had. They're really compiled in a very formal format in terms of different categories of discussion and this and that. And like I said, we started with five core questions, and then there are a lot of other questions that you folks might want to take a look at before the executive session, so get a feel for sort of usual and customary line of questions. Okay, any further comments from the board? Pam and Nathan, you schedule that when it fits all folks concerned.
Yes, sir.
Next item is committee reports. Annalisa, CCC?
Nothing to report.
Okay. Rebecca? Okay. What other reports do we have, Nathan, on that special list?
I don't think there's really anything today.
Yeah, the ALS protocols report. But
yeah, well, that's next.
Okay, so
the committee reports, usual and customary, are covered. ALS-BLS, I think Chief Martin addressed that consideration. To date, I have very shortly after the motion was struck on the October 24th regular meeting, I contacted Dr. Sullivan via email. I had Nathan transcribe the motion as from the audio. I submitted it to him.
as well as to Katie Holstein of the Department of Health. I've had multiple communications with Katie, none from Dr. Sullivan to date. That said, though, Chief Martin, to reiterate what you said, you have the San Juan County Emergency Medical and Trauma Council's meeting January 19th.
17th,
okay. And that's to address the ALS particularly. Is that true, sir? My understanding is that BLS is pretty much, it's in the hands of the DOH. It's essentially finalized, or have you heard more?
It hasn't finalized. There's some couple areas of the protocols that need to be rewritten because they go outside the level of the expertise of the EMT.
But that's up to Dr. Sullivan to address his MPD, is that correct? Okay. Any questions or comments about the state
is,
repairs?
Is it true that we're trying to, that the this county is trying to parallel Whatcom County in their ALS?
What counties often do is they will look at other counties for their for what they're doing, their format.
Right.
And so we're looking at Whatcom County for their for what they have as far as content and format. And we're also looking at Sohomish County for their content.
And why not Skagit?
I'm sure we that has come across our desk, but the but the format and content of the other two counties we like.
Okay. I would suggest that we wait till after the 17th meeting, maybe have it on our at our next regular meeting, if it's so we can follow up on it.
Yes, I agree. That would be the case. Okay. Chief, the next item is vote on whether to continue with work session. We had one that was at the last regular scheduled meeting. I think it's a great idea conceptually. That said, you know, in anticipation of long-winded meetings or meetings like this, you know, around holiday time, we have to be respectful to the time committed by the Board of Commissioners as well as the folks in the community who want to be present. So I would suggest that we do it on an as-needed basis. So Pam and Nathan, give us notification that a commissioner has approached you and say, listen, you know, I want to readdress the three-year plan in a work session. Does it fit? And then we can sort it out and schedule it, you know, if it's reasonable.
Well, working on the three-year plan is going to take extra time.
It's going to have to be incremental. I mean, we're not going to knock that down in a work session, that's
no.
for sure.
No, but we're going to have more than one. So, yeah.
And by definition, you know, if this consolidation with Fire 3 goes ahead, the three-year plan today is going to be a different three-year plan 3 months from now if things progress fairly rapidly. So we have to keep that in mind, too. Not to spin our wheels and then have to regroup and reconsider a completely different dynamics. So does that fly with the board in terms of doing it on a PRN or an as-needed basis?
Yes.
Lisa?
I don't know. There's so much that we need to consider right now. I almost feel like it would be more useful to us if we could meet more often. But I, with that in mind, I would like the conversations to be transparent. I have some uneasiness about the amount of information that is shared from the leadership of this board to the rest of us, and you've even alluded to that in some meetings. Commissioner Edwards, you said there are things going on that the rest of us don't know about, and so, you know, I really hope that, you know, as I will be the only person sitting on this board 13 months from now, that we're not just operating with a one-year plan as a board, that we're operating with a 3 to 5 year plan, and we're really asking ourselves what can this board do that's in the best interest of the community, you know, and for EMS? And so how do we move forward and leave this board for next year? A year from now, this will be the five of us, our last meeting, unless any of you are running for re-election and are re-elected. You know, we have immediate issues like hiring an interim chief, and you know, we have the CAG report hopefully coming to us in 3 months, and we haven't really discussed the concept of the merger, and we haven't talked about what's in the best interest for the community in these issues. And it's really important to me that we're mindful of our EMS agency in this process, and not just their value to the PhD board and the community, but I would like this board to operate respectfully of the employees here, because this creates a very uncertain environment for them. And we have a responsibility to move forward in a careful and informed manner. I feel like it's more important to do things right than to do them right now. And so perhaps this merger process and concept is something that's multi-year, not something that we can push forward. And we don't even know the answer to that. But I think that we need to think about this multi-year plan for this agency. We have a long-term care vacuum in this community that is going to be a huge problem, and we could be spending energy on that. So I personally feel like these work sessions are really important if we can work together.
Okay.
I don't think we're saying we're not going to have them. We're just saying as needed. For instance, if we have another meeting early January to interview applicants, then we probably don't want a work session in that time frame, because we're going to be working on the interim chief. So I think it's just a matter of time. I mean, it would be great to have work sessions as we need them, and have a specific subject for them when we need them. You as a commissioner can ask for that any time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hand that over to Pam and Nathan, and then they can, Commissioner Edwards said, then they can pass it to us and say, we would like a work session. So I think that's what they're saying. Just don't schedule them. I think the point is, let's not schedule them every single month at 2 o'clock, because we don't know what we're doing earlier in the month, if we're ending up having additional executive sessions, or we're ending up having additional meetings to interview candidates, and we probably don't want to add that on.
I think we could schedule them and then discuss whether not needed, perhaps. But it seems to me we have a lot going on.
But see, that requires a vote of the board to change the time of the meeting.
Sure.
And so we can't get together to do that. If we just, you know, schedule it for 2 o'clock, then we have to get together to vote to unschedule it for 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's not going to work.
Okay. Well, moving forward, my opinion is I think that's needed.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of time is needed. I think that's kind of the core theme of what you're saying, Elise, and I absolutely agree with that. One of the downsides, and no offense, Pam, of the work session, that it sits before a regular session, and typically our regular sessions go 2-3 hours, sometimes 4, and the fatigue factor sets in. And also that the work session is, by definition, an hour's time. And sometimes you just can't gather momentum in an hour's time. We've gone markedly in the other direction, where we had multiple day retreats when Tom Vanderwark was here a number of years ago. And so you really got into it, and you're much more productive because your efficiency goes up. And you could do that certainly in a special meeting or a series of special meetings and be more efficient at it. So that's where I'm coming from. I agree with you. We have a ton of work to be done. And certainly a 3-year or 5-year plan is of high priority. I think the only question is, you know, how do we process it? How do we process it to do the best job for our community? And when you have a fatigue factor, and believe me, it hits us all, then we don't do our best.
I never said the work session had to be before the meeting. That was just,
yeah.
I mean, we could schedule them whenever.
But, typically an hour, right, Pam?
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, if you need more, you need more. I mean, it's, but there are five of you, and yes, it is hard to get all five of you together additionally. But, you know, if you can agree on, like, if you want it as needed, it's harder to schedule it when it's, you know, the last week or something to schedule, because everybody's calendars are all full. So, you know, it can be done, you know, maybe, you know, once every other month or once a quarter, and have a set thing. I mean, there's always going to be something to talk about. So I don't think there is a shortage of coming to meet, and there's nothing to talk about. So, but that's, you know, something that all of you, you know, can always share, as you do with Nathan and I, of what you want to talk about, you know, yeah, or what you have questions about. We answer questions every day.
So. Board, do you have any opinion, comments?
You know, what I would do is I would schedule a two-hour session the day before our February meeting, and ask that everyone email each other using this document to start the conversation, and see if we can put an agenda, not concentrate on a five-year plan. Every time I try to five-year plan in one of these big retreats, 2 years later, we've wasted $25,000, and the economy has changed. I think we should look at a 18-month plan and a 3-year plan. And if we did that the day before a regular meeting, and we schedule it out in February, we all try to save our regular meeting day in the day before. And if we got our budgets the Friday before, so we weren't, and we had some time to work on all of that, and then go from there.
Yeah, so in essence, that's a special meeting more than another consideration on the table. A work session is something typically contiguous with a regular meeting. A special meeting is outside a day before, 2 days before. Doesn't make any difference, but at least you have a concentrated time frame.
But you don't get tired.
Well, that's the point I tried to make a number of times.
Right.
And two, you have 2 hours. You can get ready to go on to get things done in 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So why don't we just schedule one for February, the day before, and do 2 or 3 hours so we don't get overly tired. We have our other work done for the next day, so we're not interrupting our families with just sitting at the desk all day long reading budget numbers.
So my original idea is to have it on a fear-in or as-needed basis. Is that okay with the board, or am I hearing otherwise? Dr. Mark?
Yeah, I think that answers.
Flexible enough. Annalisa?
Yes, that's fine. I think scheduling something in the near future is needed.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring this up next, so this is a singular thing. Okay. Rebecca?
So,
okay,
yes,
I absolutely agree. Warren? Peer in? As far as the work session?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't proffer that as a motion, but it's a consensus of the board unanimously, which is good. And now Warren brought up having a two-hour special session 2 days before. Is that what you mentioned?
The day before.
Day before the next regular scheduled meeting for February. You want to propose that as a motion? Do it.
When's our meeting in February? I'm just telling you that I have a, and then I'm sitting here thinking about my schedule.
It's on February 27th.
Yes.
So it would be the 25th?
Sixth.
Day before, you said, correct?
February. Yeah, the 26th.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I have a trial in Olympia going on in the 28th.
So that's a motion, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I second it.
I would like to, but I can't do it the 26th, but I could do it the 25th. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, it might be everybody look at their calendars.
It might be easier. There's two ways to call a special meeting. You can either vote as a board, calling a special meeting, which designates a date, which then is hard to change, or you can just have the chair call one.
So,
might be easier.
So we can set it as the motion, not age-specific as far as the date, but conceptually to do it the day before, ideally, if not 2 days before, whatever the heck, before the next regular meeting in February. And then if we need to jockey that around, we can settle on a date. We can do that via email quite handily in a few days' time. Okay with you, Warren?
Fine. Okay. Yeah, you guys can't really email each other, but you can talk to me and Pam, and we'll work it out.
Yeah. Sure, it's good.
We're going to make you do all the work anyway, Nathan. Yeah.
Exactly. Although we did get a raise, so it's not all bad. Okay, so the board's okay with that? Let's do it that way?
Fine.
Perfect.
Can I just, to the public, I'm not on trial with all these things. Okay? Part of the team that's doing
this. Well, not yet.
Just to let you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not me that they're focused on.
Okay, work sessions, interesting. Good idea, Ward. New business, commissioner job duties.
Okay, I've been compiling, we have talked about at this meeting how in 2020 we will be having a whole new board makeup with Annalisa being the one left if the other four of you don't run for re-election, and so I have been compiling a more complete list of what is entailed in being a commissioner, and I've sent out these lists to you, and it's kind of a work in progress. I think this is it's pretty complete, but I wanted you guys to really think about it, look over it, and see if you have any additions or you have something you want to talk about with what I have put together. I think it's really important for getting people to run for commissioner that they understand completely what the job is about how much time it takes, just really having more information than people have had in the past to run for the office. And I think it's really important for this next election that we get people that are compassionate, have the time, want to work collaboratively to move this board into the new makeup. So this is a really important piece of documentation to me and to Nathan, because we will be here in 2020 if everything works well. So I just want y'all to take a look at it. Just keep thinking about it. It's like I say, it's a work in progress, but I would like to have it finalized by the first part of next year, because I do want to start turning my attention to having some meet and greets or, some other things to get people that might be interested for running for the job to come in and really get a sense of what the job is about, talk to us, talk to, any questions they have. So this is the start. So if you all have any questions or comments.
Comments. One is that this is your work product, which is wonderful, by the way. In part, conceptually, it was brought to our attention through a phone call with Ben Lindekugel, who's the executive director of the Association of Washington PhDs. And we were talking about a number of things, and that is a lot of times new commissioners have no idea what they're getting themselves into. Case in point was unknown lady, known to me, I'm not going to mention her name, who actually won my seat, position 4. At the end of 2017, and then when the individual found out that this was not what she bargained for, refused to take the oath of office, and that's why I'm sitting in this state. The incumbent is obligated, if he or she wants it or tolerates it, to stay until the next regular election. Well, in my case, it's November 2019. So there are a number of things behind that scenario, but one of it is that the individuals just didn't know what it was all about. And so this is a major step in the right direction. Get the word out there. It will help us also get qualified and motivated people.
So anyhow, great job. Any other comments from the board? Lisa?
No, thank you, Pam.
Okay.
I was just going to say, Warren, did you hold this up and say this would be like a February work session?
Well, no, I said this is a good basis for what we're going to start doing.
Okay.
You know, this isn't what I would propose to do in February, but this is a one-year plan.
Yes, it is.
Electing people. This is part of the stuff that we should be looking at.
And really. Hopefully it'll get traction. It'll be used in subsequent elections. You never know. Right now it's a void.
So if the whole place doesn't burn and sink in water.
You haven't had a lot of time this last month, but did you find out if any other districts have their job descriptions for commissioners?
No, I did not get to, but I'm sure they do. I know one of the conferences that I went to for superintendents, they talk about their commissioners and job duties and things. So, but now I'll try to get some of theirs. I'm sure they have some.
Another one or two to see how they put it together. That would be good.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that, you know, the earlier the better, you know, say by February, surely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. The next item is long-term planning. We sort of talked about that a bit. It's going to be rediscussed in either a work session or a special session, I'm sure. But it's up to the board to establish the priorities, and this one is high, but as Warren said, it's subject to change. So that demotes it sort of a bit.
I did have one thing that kind of fits into this. At the EMS staff meeting this morning, it was brought up that the meetings, we have meetings Wednesdays at 3:00, and it is now 5:20, and they have EMT training starting, and their classes start at 5:00 on Wednesdays. So we would like to be mindful of their training and be finished by 5:00, but so that's another consideration of when to have meetings and what time.
Right.
Just something to think about.
Any comments from the board? Questions? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Car takes a place on Spring Street. Right by the circle. They call it Auto Ranch. It's got a different.
Was it Auto Ranch now?
Auto Walk. But go in there and get one of the calendars.
The calendars?
Great. Those 30 calendars.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, three. I took two because I'm sitting on one.
It used to start with C.
Carquay, but
yes,
it's called Lugnut or Auto Ranch. They have calendars on the desk. You'll want one.
Cool. Thanks.
You'll want one.
Nathan, I'm recording all.
I've been making comments on this.
Okay.
As I write on it, I've also contacted another hospital commissioner, much bigger hospital than this. He's been a commissioner. He said, "What's your job description?" He said he didn't know.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
But he said he would go see if there was one. And so the next time I'm down in King County on a Tuesday when they meet, I might go to their commission meeting and ask them for the information.
Hey, Meg.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Nice to see you.
You catching a ferry?
Pardon?
Where do you live?
Right now.
What ferries do you ride? That's my question.
I go out here on this in the morning to catch back me.